This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is determined to continue supporting Ukraine. That's according to U.S. President Joe Biden. And this is despite what appears to be cracks in Congress and the NATO alliance, with Slovakia's newly elected leader expressing doubts over continuing his nation's support. VOA's Anita Powell reports from the White House.
On Monday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told VOA that the administration remains determined amid this domestic pressure and concerns from the newly elected leader of NATO member Slovakia, who campaigned that he would not send a single bullet to Ukraine from the state stocks. Jean-Pierre.
NATO alliance, it's the strongest that it's ever been because of what this president's leadership has been. We're going to continue to certainly have those conversations with our partners and allies. But look, and I said this earlier, it does not help. It does not help what we see House Republicans doing.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, hosting European foreign ministers in Kyiv on Monday, said unity is crucial. Anita Powell, VOA News.
There could soon be an international boost on the ground to help combat the violence in Haiti, AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The UN Security Council has voted to send a multinational force to Haiti, led by Kenya, to help combat violent gangs plaguing the country. The resolution drafted by the United States was approved with 13 votes in favor and 2 abstentions from Russia and China.
No votes against. The draft resolution has been adopted as Resolution 2699-2023.
The resolution authorizes the force to deploy for 1 year with a review after 9 months. It would mark the first time a force has been deployed to Haiti since a UN-approved mission nearly 20 years ago.